As we record this podcast, the Oscars are about to get underway in LA. It seems there's no limit to what celebrities will do to look their best during Hollywood's glamorous awards season. But beauty treatments of all kinds are big business in the US, and not just for the stars. According to the American Society of Plastic Surgeons, more than 15 million cosmetic surgery procedures were performed in the US last year. The BBC's Lee Patterson met two Los Angeles doctors to see how treatments could actually help stars reveal the best versions of themselves.
Deep breath. Exhale slowly.
Lottie Richardson gets her blood drawn for what is, in this office, a routine beauty treatment.
How was that?
Painless.
Dr. Mark Darrow oversees one nearly every day.
L.A. is cosmetic city. There's no question about it. We have people who come in who have to beg, borrow, and steal, but they're doing the vampire facelift.
The sinister name comes from the fact that the procedure uses the patient's own blood. It's an especially popular pre-Oscars treatment because it's non-invasive with little recovery time, and Dr. Darrow sees results.
Biopsies have been done, and we have actually seen new tissue growth. This is not just a mania of cosmetics. This is the new facelift.
You look good, you want to look better. That's what this town is all about.
Merle Ginsberg is the senior style writer at The Hollywood Reporter. She says beauty trends that seem extreme often start here.
Who has more money and access than people in film and television and music? Number one. Number two, they have the pressure to look good. It's part of how much they make for a living.
Here in Beverly Hills, I'm standing on Rodeo Drive. This world-famous street is filled with fancy cars and designer stores like Cartier and Chanel. And this neighborhood, one of the most exclusive in Los Angeles, is home to actors, musicians, and stars of all sorts. And the people who keep them beautiful. Merle Ginsberg again.
The quest for beauty is very, very human. And really, it's to me about the quest for love and attention and approval and validation. And that will never, ever, ever go away.